Okay, Zechariah Peraches, the eighth parak of Zechariah. This continues the answer that Zechariah gives to some of the people who asked in the previous parak about, are we supposed to fast? The Bnei Bavel asked, are we supposed to fast during this time that the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt? And this parak is really Nechama. Nechama, some a couple of famous psukim in this parak, but it's Nechama, mostly about the time of Bayesheni, but some of the psukim are referring to La'asilavo, according to a number of Mefarshim. So, says the psukim, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Tzvakos Leimar, Hashem says, saying, rather, Radak says the word Eli does not appear, but it's Ki'ilu, it's Nechtav. Right? It's not appear, this does not occur commonly. Ubi Misora less Kavase. There's no other pasuk like this, where the word Eli is missing, but that is the introduction to the parak. So Hashem says to me, Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, Kinesi Litzion Kina Gedola. I have a great jealousy for Tzion, meaning for her, not against her, but for her. And therefore, as you will see, if you follow what I asked you to do, this is answering the question from the previous parak, you won't have to fast, right? Continuing, as long as you do the mitzvot and you act properly. The Malbim says, as an introduction to this parak, that even though there were terrible sins done earlier, after telling them that, you know, the Beis HaMikdash has already been burned and just fasting itself is not going to accomplish anything. You have to remove that reason. That is the lack of mishpat and lack of shalom. So after he says that, this Beis HaMikdash can be amazing. Some people say, oh, they know you're not going to have the Shechina. You can have the Shechina. You can have the Eish if you merit. As many Mefarshim that we have seen over the past couple of weeks have said, if they would have merited, the Bayi Sheni could have been the final Geula. Could have been the final Gouda, it just wasn't. It wasn't to be. So Hashem says, I have great kinna, kinna gadola, v'chema gadola, kinei sila, and great anger against the other nations. Kamar Hashem, shafti al Tzion. Hashem says, I have come back, I have returned to Tzion. V'shachanti b'doch Yerushalayim. V'nikra'a Yerushalayim, ir ha'emes, one of the 70 names of Yerushalayim, ir ha'emes. V'har Hashem Tzvakos, Har HaKodesh, and the mountain in it is called Har HaKodesh, where the Beis HaMikdash is. Kamar Hashem Tzvakos, and now the Zechariah says a very famous, beautiful pasuk. There's going to come a time. Od Yeshvu Zekeinim Uzekeinos, V'rchavos Yerushalayim. The elders, right now, there's battle, right now, there's strife, but there will come a time where the elders will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. Right? You know, often the elders are inside the house, and the young people are outside, hanging out on the benches. But here, it'll be so nice that, Lo yasika machul shal Hashem es bayis, ki im berchovos yeshvu kederach habachurim. They'll even sit outside. Ve'ish mish anto biyado, and they'll each have a cane. Meirov yamim. They will be elderly, but they will be able to walk around the outside, and the streets will be filled with the elders. And v'rchavos ha'ir yimalu yiladim biyilados, the elders and the children. The Malbim says, right, the two most vulnerable groups of society, the very old and the very young, they will be the ones that will be out, and it will be peaceful. Misachkin v'rchavos ha'ir, the children will be playing in the streets. This pasuk is quoted, was made famous by the Gemara, the end of Makkos, and Rabbi Akiva. Remember Rabbi Akiva and the fellow Tanan were walking, and they saw Harabayas, and they saw a Shu'al walk out of Harabayas, and they started Hischilu Heim Bochim, Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek. Right, they started crying, Rabbi Akiva started laughing. Amrulo, Mipnei Ma'ata Mitzachek. They said, why are you laughing? Amarla, Mipnei Ma'ata Bochim. Why are you crying? Amrulo, makom shekasuvbo, vazara karev yumas. What do you mean? It says that a czar is not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedashim. And now shualim hilchubo, velo nivke. There are shualim. And we shouldn't cry? Look how terrible. It's such a holy place and there are animals walking around. Amar lehen lakachani mitzachek. Says Rabbi Kiyos, exactly why I am smiling and laughing, because I know Navi. The pasuk says in Yeshayo that there will be Edim ne'emanim. Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah ben Yevarechya. And the question is, what does Uriah have to do with Zechariah? Uriah is in Mikdash Rishon, right? The Gemara says, Tosfos says here, it's not really Uriah. There was no Nevuah recorded by Uriah. It's really Micha. So it connects because they were a similar content. But either way, what does Uriah have to do with Zechariah? Ella, Tala HaKasav, the pasuk in Yeshayo, connects the Nebuah of Zechariah and the Nebuah of Uriah. The Nebuah of Uriah, which is really Micha, says terrible things are going to happen. Tzion, Begalchem, Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, right? That's one of the Churban Nebuahs. And Zechariah says, our pasuk, Od Yeshvu Zekenim Zekenos Berchavos Yerushalayim. Right? And the Nebuah that Zechariah said, maybe about 500 years before Rabbi Akiva, says that they will be returned. Before I saw the Churban Nevuos come true, I wasn't sure whether the Zechariah Nevuah was going to come true. Achshav, Sheneskayim Nevuos Shel Uriah, Yishayahu put them together. So if one of them came true, Biyadua, Shenevuos Shel Zechariah is Kayemes, I know that Nevuah of Zechariah is being Mekuyam. It's not even just Yiskaimu. It's already in the process of being Mekuyam, Miskayemes. So our Pasuk is the symbol of the vision of the idyllic state. One of the psukim, this psukim in Yeshayahu also, that all the animals are going to get along. But here, this pasuk, Od Yeshvu Zakenim Zakenos, Berchavos Yerushalayim, the most happy and peaceful time. Rav Nevenzahl writes that this example of Rabbi Akiva, this is in Devarim, on page Mem, says, Rav Nevenzahl, there are two types of people. There are people who are always old, and there are people who are always young. There are some people that are always looking at the past, and they're always imagining, you know, when I was in school, when a person's in elementary school, he wants to be, he says, you know, when I was in kindergarten, it was so great. When he was a growing older, he says, oh, I wish I was in school. He's always looking at the past. Always looking at the past. He's always looking panim achora. Chayim him tamid me achorav. Umemelu chash atzmo zakein itzri. He's an eternal elder because he's always past focused. But then there are other people who are always hatsa'ir hanitzri. Always looking forward, always young, always thinking, what more could I do? We've quoted this in the past, I think, from Yisrael Salanter about Na'ar. Yeshua ben Nun is called a Na'ar, even when he was in his late 50s, because he always had that attitude of Na'ar. He always said, what more could I do? What more do I have to accomplish? Shoel tamid eze etgar chadash omeid befaneinu. Ma'od efshar l'shanos. Ubeineinu anurom ayom. We see people who can be very old, but they're always looking for what to do. And people who are very young who are not. And then he quotes the story from the Panovich Rebbe after the war, after he lost everything and family and students, he comes to a mountain and says, I'm going to build a yeshiva here. That's a man who is sa'ir nitzri. He's always young, always looking at the future. And then he quotes Ukama Batosh Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva too. When he saw the shul going out of the Kodesh Kadashim, he saw Yuladim v'Yulados Misachkim Berchovos Esh Yerushalayim Ha'asida Mavtiach Tamun Etzlo Kfar Bahove Hakauv. The promised future is already in the scene, in the reality of the difficult present. But that was Rabbi Akiva, and this is the Navi Zechariah telling us and prophesizing this beautiful Nevuah, which Baruch Hashem, we have been Zocha to, at various times over the last 100 years or so, have seen elders and children every day walking around Yerushalayim, sitting on the benches of Yerushalayim, an amazing, at least partial fulfillment of this Nevuah. Says the Pasuk, Kamar Hashem Svakos, Ki Pali Be'enai She'iris Amazeh Bayam Mahem. It's going to be wondrous when the Geula comes in the eyes of those who are left, in the eyes of Am Yisrael. Gam Be'enai Yipalei No Hashem Svakos. It's also going to be wondrous in my eyes. Very unusual. What does that mean? It's going to be wondrous. It's going to surprise Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi says either it means like he's going to be kovesh his own anger. So Kaviyachol, it's Ki'ilu, like he's going to be amazed at what he could do. The Gemara in Sukkah darshans this a little differently. Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, darshans that when the Asilava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was going to bring everyone together, and what's he going to do? Says the Gemara, Mevio HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyetzahara v'shochto b'fnei ha-tzadikim b'fnei ha-rishoyim. He's going to kill out the Yetzahara in front of the tzadikim and the rishoyim. The Marsha says it just means he's going to be mevatelit. Tzadikim nidzma lahem kar gavoa. The tzadikim are going to see this Yetzahara as a huge mountain. Wow. For Risham, Nidbelem Kuchot Asaira, and the Risham are going to see it like a string. Halalu Bochim, Halalu Bochim, and everybody's going to start crying. Sadikim Bochim Va'omrim, Hech Yachol Nulach Bosh Argavo Akazet. The Sadikim will say, how did we do this? So why are they crying? Why are they crying? So some might say, Merov Simcha. The Marsha says, they will be Simcha. Rashi says, because they relived it. Sometimes when you go through something and then just the emotions are so raw. Shenizkarim Bitsa'aram, Shahaya Lahem Lichbosh Harasha Azebechayehem. Wow. So they're going to say, how do we do it? V'rishayim bochin, v'omrim, heich lo yachal nolach poshes chut asayir hazeh. How do we not do this? V'yav HaKadosh Baruch Hu tam aliyam, and Hashem will also be wondrous about them. Shene'emar, our pasuk. Many pshatim. What exactly does that mean? Why is it a mountain to tzaddikim and a string to rishayim? Right, the Ben Yoyada says maybe tzaddikim always looked at it as a mountain, very scared of it, very in awe of it, and that's how they were able to be successful. While the rishayim looked at it as a nothing, as a string, as we could just step on it and not worry about it. Right, that was the problem. Or Hakadosh Baruch Hu says the Sfas Emes there. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being mara the chiba of tzaddikim. So when it comes to tzaddikim, he looks at it as a har. Look what you did. Look how much you accomplished. Maaseim ritzuyin lefanav yisbarach kilu ayakasha kahar ligbar alav. But rishayim, to be mocking at them, look, you didn't even try a little bit. You could have jumped over the string a little bit. Two ideas. Ben Yoyada has other ideas, but it's two ideas in that Gemara. But that's what the Gemara darshins here on Pasuk Vav. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Hineni Moshia Es Amim Eretz Mizrach. I'm going to save my nation from the east. Ume Eretz Mavo Hashemesh. And from the land where the sun comes. Veveisi Osam Vishachnu Besoch Yerushalayim. I'll bring them and they will rest in Yerushalayim. Really, everybody? V'hayuli la'am. Well, everybody, says the Mitzudas David, Balo Marsha ha'ir Yerushalayim tia Yerusha l'kula. The ear of Yerushalayim will be a Yerusha for all of them. Why? Ki yiyad kulam shaveh ba'kum o'shekasa b'sof nevoz Yecheskel. Even though Yerushalayim is technically now, the first two batei mikdash were within Yehuda and Binyamin, in the future, as Yecheskel describes at the end of the Sefer, that it will be different. The borders will be different. It will be made up of all of the Shvatim. The Abarbanel and others say because Yerushalayim will expand also, miraculously. Miraculously, other Pesukim relate to this, that Yerushalayim will expand and all the nations will be able to come. Ve'en HaKavana, says the Abarbanel, Shekulam Yishnu B'soch Ir Yerushalayim, that is today. Kizet built the Efshar, Lefish lo tachelo samaretz, Ava kivan shebazeh shalasilava, Lotia Yerushalayim Lesheva Yehuda, Lesheva Binyamin Bilvat, Kamoshaya Barishona, Aval, Shakal Ashvatim Yelahem Chelek Yerushalayim, Lefish Yerimu Truma Lashem, Mikalaretz, Ubchelek Osa Truma, Tihia Yerushalayim, it will belong to all of the Shvatim, maybe it will even expand, and that's why everybody will be in Yerushalayim. V'hayuli la'am, v'ani elohem le'lokim be'emes u'bitztaka. This is all al tznai that they act with emes and bitztaka. Continuing, Klamar Hashem Tzvakos, Techez Zakni Dechem. Zechariah says to the people there, be strong. Be strong in the face of fellow Jews who in Bavel say, it's never going to be successful. Be strong in the face of fellow Jews that say, don't build. Don't build, or those that are talking to the government trying to get you. Don't worry. This time, even though there was a delay, now it's going to work. Hashomim b'yam ma'ela, esadavar ma'ela, those that hear what I'm saying today. Mipi anaviim, asher yusad b'yom, yusad beis Hashem tzvakos ha'echal, lihibanos. On this day, it's going to be successful. Ki lefnei, you know how you know? I'll give you a sign. Ki lefnei ha'yam ma'heim, schar ha'adam lo niya. Up until now, nothing was successful. You couldn't make a living. V'schar behem einena. V'la yotzei v'laba ein shalom and atzar. There wasn't peace in the land. V'ashalach es kol adam ishbereh. Everybody was against each other. But what's going to happen now? V'ata lo kayam harishonim ani l'sh'eris amazeh. Nuh Hashem Tzvakos. I'm not going to be like that. And the situation is not going to be like that for all the am that's left. Ki zera hashalom. There'll be peace. Hagefen titein pirya. V'ha'ares titein es yivula. There'll be produce. V'ashamayim yitznu talam. There'll be rain. There'll be dew. I'm going to give this rest of this arm, the She'eris HaPleta, I'm going to give them all of this. V'haya, kasher ha'yisem klala bagayim. Just like it used to be a klala, the Jews were a klala for so many generations. Kein oshia eschem v'yisem bracha. You will be a bracha for the world. What does that mean? The Mitzvot David says, people will say, you know what, halavai, you should be like the Jews. The opposite of what's exactly happening over the past 2,000 years, they will say, beautiful lashon of the Mitzvot Zava, like they've always said up until now, that stay away from the Jews that are nivzim umukim atem base Yehuda base Yisrael achidem klala ben akum beklalosiam tiu ki Yehudim haumlalim. If they want to curse somebody, they said, oh, you should be like the Jews. But now they would say in the bracha, you should be like the Jews. Al tiru techzaklin decham. So be strong and don't be scared. Ki karmar Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem says, kasher zamamti lahara lachem, just like I destroyed the Mikdash. Paktzifa voseichem osi, that your fathers got angry at me, and I did what I was, and I decided to do. Amar Hashem Tzvakos v'lo nichamti, and I did not change my mind. Kane Shafti Zamamti Bema'ela. So too in these days, I have a decision. Lehitivis Yerushalayim. Vespes Yehuda Al Tiro. It's the end of the 70 years. It's time to rebuild and reconnect. Eila Adarar Shartasu. And this is all you have to do. Be righteous. Dabru Emes Ish Esre'eyu. Speak truthfully to each other. Emes U'mishpat Shalom. Truthfulness, mishpat, and justice, shiftu b'sha'arechem. You shall judge in your gates. The Gemara, in Masechta Sanhedrin and Davav, darshins from emes u'mishpat, shalom. Is it shalom or is it mishpat? That's not always the same thing. Mishpat is strict justice. Shalom means make peace between them. Says the Gemara, pshara. It's a mitzvah to do pshara, to have compromise. Compromise, where nobody wins, but nobody loses. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah to do pshara in Perek, Chav Beis, Halacha Dalid, Mitzvah Lomar Labali Din in Bitchila, Bedin, Atem Rots, Bedin Atem Rotsim, Obe Pshara. Imratu Bipshara, Ose Benayim Pshara. The Chol Bezin shows the Pshara Tamid, Hareze Meshubach. Every Bezin that does Pshara Tamid, that's Meshubach. Valav Nomar, Mishpat Shalom Shiftu Bisharechem. Our Pasuk. Ezio Mishpat Shish Imo Shalom. One Mishpat has Shalom in it. Havi Omer Zebitsua. That's talking about Pshara. V'chein b'David u'amer v'hi David o'se mishpat u'tztaka. Eze u'mishpat sheishim u'tztaka v'yomer b'itzua v'hi pshara. Rav Soloveitchik has a essay where he discusses the concept of pshara. Pshara is one of the options. It's not extra legal. Din puts one party against the other. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions, as described by Choshen Mishpat. The law is administered with cold impartiality, and its decisions are dictated by objective data. One party emerges the victor. His case is vindicated. The plea of the other is denied. Discord and resentment persist, even as the court docket is cleared and the case is closed. The legal issue has been resolved, but human bitterness continues to fester. In Pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the Dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The psychology of the contenders, their socioeconomic status and values, as well as the greater general temper of society, are the primary ingredients employed in the pshara process. The final resolution of the conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, pshara is the preferred alternative. It's very much a legal procedure, is attested by the strict halakhic requirements. Right? It's not an informal and arbitrary agreement. It's part of the system of din. But that's the godless of Pshara, as it's described by Rav Soloveitchik, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Davav, based on our Pasuk right here in Pasuk Tes Zion. We continue. Vishas Ras Re'eval Takshuva Bilvavchem, and don't see the badness of your friend in your hearts. Right, this is the source. Some point out for the line in the Normally Melach's Tfila, Velo Nirelecha, where we should only see Malas Chaveirenu, right, instead of the Ra'as Chaveirenu, as is mentioned. Here, Vishua Shekhar al Dehavu, be careful about swearing falsely. Yes, call Elasher, son Asinu Hashem. Hashem does not like that. Vaitivar Hashem Svakos, Eli Lemar. Hashem says to me, again, another famous pasuk, second famous pasuk in this parak. Komar Hashem Svakos, Soma Reviv, it's Soma Hamishi, it's Soma Shavi, it's Soma Siri. The four fast days, Soma Revi, Shavasavatamba, Soma Hamishi, Tishabav, Soma Shvi, Soma Gedalia, Soma Hasiri, Sarbateves. This is not a chronological order. Serbateves was first, but it's just listing the months. All those fast days, Yiyu Lebeis Yehuda, Lesasun, Lesimcha, they will be for happy days, for Yamin Tovim, Lamoadim Tovim, they will be for happy Simcha days. This is the answer to the question. Do we have to fast? If you do Mishpat, and Staka, and Shalom, and Shara, then you won't have to fast. And these fast days will turn into joyous days, right? The Tzom Gedalia is put on the list, right? The Gemara Darshan's in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, because Tzom Gedalia, Misa Sadikim, is like Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. Why is that? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says here, because the Beis HaMikdash was also the Merkaz HaTorah. It wasn't just a place to bring karbanos. It wasn't just a place where we got together and got inspired, Alila Regel. But it was where the Sanhedrin was. It was the source of Torah. So when a Tzadik, a Talmud Chacham dies, that's Ki'ilu, is compared to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in the last halacha in Hilchos Tainus, where he talks about it. He obviously doesn't understand this only as Bayesheni, but in general. And he quotes our pasuk to end Hilchos Tainus. Rav Nevetzel has a beautiful ha'ara in Shmos on page Shin Sadi Beis. It says, these fast days will be. What do you mean these fast days? If it's a yontif, it's not going to be a fast day. It just means what used to be a fast day. So just say that that's the days of Raviv Chulu. What does it mean? Soma Raviv, Soma Chamishi. So Rav Evanzel says, it's not just those days in the future might be holidays, but it's we're going to look back and realize that even the days that we fasted in the past, those itself are Yemei Sason V'Simcha. Those were part of the Geula process as well. Like he quotes from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes that every Yontif, it's like life is on a train and you have different stops. Shabbos is the first stop and Yontif, Sukkot is a stop. And everything is a stop. So usually we would think that that stop, that same stop that we've always had, is a day of Avelus. We'll realize it's a day of Sason and Simcha. That is, or Rav Evanzel says, even the past somos are going to be besimcha. The Menachas Chinuch also notes in a discussed piece in Mitzvah Shin Aleph that the din d'rabbanan of fasting, the Divrei Kabbalah, is not on the specific day itself. It's about the month. In Navi, it's called Som of this month, Som of that month. And it could be originally you could fast any day. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it was up to me, I would fast on the 10th. What's the issue? The issue is here. He said, "The arbet somos halalu midivrei kabbalah e nikvalem yom miyuchad asar b'teves otishba v'chadome rak midivrei kabbalah hu al elu hachadashim elu hachadashim." You have to fast one day. Avalonis yachid yom miyuchad. Later on, Chazal emphasized it and brings a lot of many riyas to this. But this is the Menachas Chinuch in Shin Aleph. It's a din in the months and not in the and not in the days. Finishing up the parak, Hemes v'Shalom Ahavu. Emes and Shalom came together. That's also based, that pasuk is quoted in various Midrashim. Koamar Hashem Tzvakos. Ode, finishing up the parak, the Radak, the Malbim says this is talking about Yemos HaMashiach. The Abarbanel says, no, it's talking about Stobai Yesheni. Ode, Asher Yavo Amim, the nations will come, V'yoshvei Arim Rabos. V'holchu Yoshvei Achaz Alachaz Leimar. They'll say to each other, Nelcha Haloch Lechalos Espanei Hashem. Ulevakesh Hashem Tzvakos. Let's go to Yerushalayim. They're all going to come. The Malbim says it's going to be two stages. First, they're all going to be inspired that Yerushalayim is a holy city. That's what's happened over the past 100, even 2,000 years. The Christians and the Muslims, everybody realized that Yerushalayim is a holy city, even though Yerushalayim is not mentioned in the Quran even once. That why it's not the holiest city, but what, everybody's pulled to Yerushalayim. That's the first stage of the Nevuah. At a time when the Jews will still be downtrodden and looked down upon, Yerushalayim will be inspirational. But then, the last pasuk is that not only will Yerushalayim be inspirational, but at that point, they will even be inspired and come to the Jews themselves. Ve'chziku b'knaf ish Yehudi le'mar, nelcha imachem ki shemanu elokim imachem. We know Hashem is with you. Ken yiratzon that they should come soon.